Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema initiative, and to do that we are joined by Lev Slivnik, who is the ambassador of Slovenia for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
First of all, Lev, how did you find out about this European project and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
So I found out about it through my local cinema, Kino Dvor in Ljubljana in Slovenia. And I applied for it because I heard good experiences from members from Slovenia from previous years, because mm-hmm. I know some of them. And I mean, it's the Venice Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to go?
And I read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, I was very young.
Why, first of all, so why did you like this film? And is this the reason why you would like to become a screenwriter? I read this from your profile.
Yes. So as I said, I was very young when I fell in love with cinema. And I think it's that film because it sparked an imagination in me that I didn't know that you can express yourself in that way
like that.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, I was by chance in Paris when there was the exhibition about Tim Burton's work mm-hmm. there. So that just, you know, helped with my interest in film. I don't think that's necessarily the film that makes me want to be a screenwriter. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily maybe the stories that I would want to tell now, at least. But some other films, for example, films by Mike Leake and Loach, mm-hmm. Anis Varda, films like that.
And what's your background? I mean, what are you studying?
I'm studying in Edinburgh. I'm studying theater and film.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's both theoretical and practical, mm-hmm. and I like that it's both theater and film because there is an overlap, but the forms are, you know, obviously much different.
Mm-hmm.
But from a writing perspective, it gives you a different insight into the process.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a broader picture.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have two favorite film theaters, both located in Ljubljana.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about them?
So one is Kino Dvor, the mm-hmm. Cinema that I'm representing,
mm-hmm.
Which is part of Europa Cinemas. So they show mm-hmm. Contemporary European cinema and world art cinema. And the other one is Kinoteka, which showcases specifically older films. And they have like specific programs. I think right now they have a retrospective of a Slovene director, so
mm-hmm.
that they focus on create like on bringing those older voices, like continuing having those older films in, mm-hmm. in the conversation.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, masterclasses, workshops did you like the most, and why?
I think I would have to say the jury meetings,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously I can't say what we talk about, but
of course.
But I like the differences of opinions and how we back up our opinions mm-hmm. with arguments, and because obviously it is a clash. There's like 27 of us and then our president, so there's 29 opinions. And obviously at the end we'll have to agree, but it's amazing to see films from different perspectives that I wouldn't have
different
thought
angles.
About. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Lev. Thank you for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Slovenia for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.